Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. Life, love, and liberty. Seems as though Nigel Farage, some of you may know Nigel from his many appearances on Fox News, a fan of Donald J. Trump, also a fan of Brexit. Some see him as someone who's capable of riding two horses with one ass, ideologically as well as politically. But Nigel has been canceled in the world of radio, which I can completely relate to, for his conservative values in terms of calling the truth for what it is. In this instance, Mr. Farage made the fatal flaw, as society goes today, in calling things as exactly as they are. For instance, he referred to Black Lives Matter movement as the same thing as the Taliban. And I, from a spiritual perspective, as well as from a sociological and political perspective, would agree with Mr. Farge. So if you go to my Twitter page, you will see that I've posted, and Facebook, that I've posted that I'm in good company by the same far left propaganda machine, Mediaite. They posted a post about Nigel's cancellation of his radio program, that he has resigned. I am not at liberty to go into details about my own departure from my radio station here in the city of Atlanta, but just know that there's a lot of truth to be said whenever you hear Candace Owens, who is leading the Blexit campaign, as well as others who have said, hey, conservatives are being censored. Michelle Malkin, you've got Trish Regan, you no longer see her pretty face on Fox. You know, even Judge Jeanine came under fire. Laura Ingraham on Fox was threatened with the possibility of endorsements pulling out to underwrite her show. And now our very own beloved Tucker Carlson, agree with him on everything or not. He has been a champion of calling things exactly as they are for the past few weeks. I called it about a week ago that he would, his head would definitely be on the mainstream media chopping block, as it were. So now that we have the Black Lives Matter movement, which I happen to agree with Nigel wholeheartedly, the corporate entity, the cabal of the Black Lives Matter movement, is the same spirit that you see proliferating throughout the LGBTQ corporate mafia as well, not to be confused with individuals who happen to be of the homosexual persuasion, however they choose to express that. That's not what I'm referring to. I'm referring to the corporate mafia that hijacks legislation, that exploits people and their particular sexual preference. I'm also talking about the corporate entity of the mafia that demands that you raise your children a certain way. They have infiltrated the public school system as well. You know, sameness is to be demanded, not uniqueness. And, you know, under the guise of inclusion, right? Inclusion. They continue to, what's the word I'm looking for? Someone wants... extortionists. That's it. They are the quintessential extortionists. And that's exactly what you see happening with Black Lives Matter movement. The LGBT corporate entity is the quintessential extortion arm of a nefarious spiritual principality. So it's the same principality as the Taliban, as ISIS, as what you see happening right now in Minnesota with people like the Attorney General, who has direct ties to CARE, the Council of American and Islamic Relations, who slept just down the hall from President Obama during his tenure in the White House. They were allowed to infiltrate. Although I don't know if it's an infiltration, if you've actually been invited to the dinner, knowing exactly who you are by the Obama administration and exactly what your purpose is. I draw the parallels between the Taliban and ISIS and the like and Black Lives Matter movement and Antifa as being one and the same, just as Mr. Farge, because you can look at the destruction, the molestation, the raping and pillaging of what's happened through the proliferation of those terrorist regimes in the lands that they took over. The cities, the towns, the churches, the institutions of religion, things that that were ancient, relics, completely desecrated. So desecration is kind of the name of the game. And right now you have to understand that with every burning of the flag, I understand it's a, you know, expression of freedom. I get it. It's a freedom of expression. Okay. It's not an expression of freedom, in my humble opinion, but it is something that is afforded someone who lives in this country without the prospect of being, you know, run over by a tank in the middle of, you know, a Chinese square. But, well, I don't know. Now, you know, things have gotten a little crazy. It depends on who's driving the tank. Certainly not our armed forces. But as it relates to terrorism and this ardent, hell-bent mindset of actual setting hell ablaze within a system of order and decency and liberty, that is exactly what these institutions have in common. And they are birthed from a principality in the heavenlies. If you're a practicing Christian and you understand what Ephesians 6 and 12 means, that is exactly what you see unfolding. So here's my admonition to you as my listener. You are going to have to decide. I'm sorry that makes some of you very uncomfortable. But you're going to have to decide which narrative you're going to bow to. You're going to have to choose liberty or oppression. You're going to have to choose to stay in your homes and forfeit earning a living and your constitutional freedom for another shamdemic in the name of Black Lives Matter. This is the cancel culture. They are coming for you. They're not just coming for me as a conservative voice. They're coming for you. If you are a conservative, even if you're a moderate, if you're someone who just doesn't give a damn and doesn't want to be involved in any of this, guess what? You will be made to care. It is here. Love the title of that book. You should check it out. But it is here. Those days are upon us. We saw it unfolding here in my state and across the country just a few years ago during the Obama administration, whenever it came to transgenders in bathrooms and Target folded first, which is why I think it's remotely interesting that Target is now folding, you know, in states across the country, as is Starbucks, who have, you know, heralded, they've championed the cause for every rogue terrorist organization and mantra you can think of. Now they've backpedaled, and at first you weren't going to be able to wear your Black Lives Matter garbage to work, but now you can, because the swarm was ignited and activated. And, you know, all it takes is a hashtag movement. Can you imagine your entire life being canceled by a hashtag? Well, I can, because I have been swarmed a number of times for what I believe. And now I'm on my own as a conservative voice. And I am so grateful that I can bring you the unbridled, unadulterated truth of what I see happening around me. You can agree, you can disagree. We can agree to disagree. I mean, it's amazing how that works, right? But I do need your support, and other conservative voices do as well. I'm asking for me, and I want to thank you all so much who have donated at PayPal. I will have a donation button up on my website within the coming week or two. I'm very excited about that, because I need your help to keep my voice on the air. This is what I do for a living. This is how I pay my own bills. I take the hits, and I bring you truth, because it matters, because I want your mind in your ears and your heart to be armed with the truth, to be armed with peace, to be armed with patriotism, to be armed with a choice, to be armed with a choice so that you can't say, I didn't know. And there are many other voices out here like mine who are, if sometimes it feels like we're in a fishbowl and we're screaming at the wind to say, please wake up. Please, I have been on this, I have been on this about race relations since I started in radio, and I was canceled, I was silenced, I was called a bigot. I'm still being called a bigot. Amazing. You know, my daughter's half black, for God's sake, so I'm certainly not a bigot, or a racist, if you will. But I've taken a lot of blows and a lot of punches to the gut, to the head, to my heart, because I stand for truth, because it's worth it. And you're worth it. So I hope my voice is worth it to you. And I'm going to ask you again to consider donating at my PayPal page, which you can find on Twitter. It's also in my newsletter. If you haven't signed up for that, monicamatthews.com, you can do that as well. I am not sorry that my friend Nigel was canceled, or that he retired, or that he, you know, retired himself willingly. Because that's, you know, how it has to go. But at least that's what you're supposed to think. But hopefully his voice will continue, and you will continue to follow voices that tell you exactly how to align certain forces, and allegiances and bedfellows are very important to understand that what you see on the surface is not always what's really going on, particularly whenever it comes to greedy, lustful leaders. And remember, the Bible says that we get the leaders that are after our own hearts. So it's probably time for some of us to be checking our own hearts, and while we continue to elect the same people. And as you can see, it's not enough for us to continue to mock the culture in which we live now. Mocking is not going to get us through. It's just not. This is war. This is a civil war. It's been a civil war for a while. And some of you are just tired, and I'm just here to call you to the cause, to not get tired, to not give up, to not feel like you have to answer the devils at your job who want to corner you. You work with people like the Pharisees who called Jesus to the carpet, who would throw a woman before them who was just dragged out of a bed of adultery to say, here, what are you going to do with her? She should be stoned. What do you say? Right? Man of the law, what do you say? Jesus draws a little figure in the sand, looks at her, says something, then looks at them, and it's like, hey, those of you without the first, you know, without sin, cast the first stone. And she goes on about her way. And he did not condemn her. You're going to have to be willing to take a stand, either in silence in your workplaces and go there and do your job and go home. And keep in mind that your social media platforms are a direct extension of you. It will get you canceled. You have got to wake up about that. You need to do a purge of your social media accounts. You are not mandated to share your social media platforms with people you work with. Make your accounts private. Get rid of folks on your account who you know for sure are not in alignment with your ideology. And see, I sound like a tribalist whenever I tell you to do these things, but what I'm telling you to do is to shutter your windows, because the hurricane is here and they're coming for you, and they're coming for your job. And that is not to incite anxiety or hostility or anger. It is sobriety. It is sobriety. Don't become a victim to the swarm. Don't become a victim of the swarm. That is not what you're called to. Be smart. Take your liberty into your own hands. Watch what you say online. If you need to get online and bitch about something, create a group of very close friends you know will not turn you into the thought and feelings police. And because it's here. 1984 is here, folks. Sorry, but it is. Really looking forward to Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, out August the 7th. Trump card, love it. Had Debbie D'Souza on my show on Wednesday. If you missed it, please go back into my archives on iTunes or Stitcher or my website, monicamatthews.com. You can find any of my shows on there, radio broadcasts as well of the past, and my current podcasts as well. Look forward to bringing you more interesting and exciting partners and guests to listen to. People who are sober, people who are awake, people who are alive for the cause of liberty, people who have your voice and your heart and your prosperity and your ability to live freely in mind. Thank you again for your donations. You can find my PayPal link. My donate button will be up on my site in the coming week or so. But right now, thank you so much to all of you who have donated to my PayPal account. This is my living. This is what I do. I'm also open to advertisers who are patriotic. you know, conservative advertisers who are not of the cancel culture. I'm also open to being a spokeswoman for your brand. Just know this, I do not hold back. I'm a patriot through and through. I'm also a Christian. I will not apologize for who or for what I am. If you're cool with that and you have a brand that you'd like to have brought out to the world, I'm definitely an influencer. And more importantly than being an influencer with a ton of numbers on my social media pages, people engage with me. You know why? Because I engage with them because I give a damn. I care. People trust me because I've spent 5 years building trust with people in their hearts, and their minds, and their families. And even people who don't agree with me, I'm fine with that. So open to that as well. MonicaMatthews.com. Sign up for my newsletters. Monica On Air Talk on Twitter. Monty Matthews on Facebook. MONIMATTHEWS. iTunes, Stitcher, Multitude, Google Play. Tell Alexa, hey, play Monica Matthews podcast. And she will. And hey, have a good weekend. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your family. Get out. Get some sun, some vitamin D. Get out and feel the wind in your hair. Just be grateful. Live with gratitude in your heart. Leave all this crap behind. It'll be there on Monday. Go enjoy your babies. Pour love and life into them, right? They need you. They need us to be sane and to be healthy and to be sober. Those are your rights. Those are your rights. Life, liberty, health, sobriety, prosperity, property, ownership. Those are your God-given rights. We're not on an apology tour. Turn in your apology card and get on with your life. Be good to your neighbor, beginning your own mirror. Remember, if you're an American, act like one.